Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Of course we're working. Didn't I tell y'all I was the hardest working woman in radio? Of course I am. You're Waking Up with D on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community. We are celebrating Jack and Jill of America's Founders Day, and today we have in the house our national officers, and we are so excited about that to actually have the national officers in the house and on the radio. Yay! 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 Could you give us some more yay music? More power music? Thank you. Okay, I appreciate Chris. He is the best producer in the land, y'all. He really is. So we're going to go back to you, MP Darlene. Let's talk about Jack and Jill of America. Why are y'all here? Why are we in Atlanta?
We are in Atlanta right now because four of us are actually, we are part of the National Executive Board for Jack and Jill of America Incorporated, but we are also on the board for the Jack and Jill of America Foundation, our philanthropic arm.
Okay, so what
and so
is
our foundation is having our retreat here in Atlanta this weekend.
So tell the listeners what the foundation does real quick before I go to the other officers.
The foundation has a mission that is synergistic with ours, but it is, like I said, our philanthropic arm, and it is what we do. It is the way that we help the community at large. We give grants for so many things for African-American to continue to build African-American leaders. We give grants for children doing STEM in the community. We give scholarships for, we have the GAP Fund. We give scholarships for African-American students at HBCUs. We do so many things through our philanthropic arm.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, we give away so much money. Give a round and about, because I don't think people know just how bad we are. How much money do you think?
On average, about $2 million a year we are raising for our foundation.
Yes. You see what I'm saying? We didn't come here to play. You know, we're not new to this, baby. We're true to this. Yes. So let's go around the room and let's talk to some of the officers and see what's in their wheelhouse and what they're responsible for. Which way would you like to start? Would you like to start your level, start with the officers in order, on the ones on the phone?
Well, we have to start with programming, because that is the heart of Jack and Jill. And our national program director is here and ready to go.
Okay, so let's talk about programming. What do we do in Jack and Jill as far as program is related? And let's make sure people know who you are and what region. Because remember, I talked about the regions.
Yes.
I want them to know what region you represent and what states consist of your region, make up your region, comprise your region. Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so my name is Tasha Penny, and I am the National Program Director for Jack and Jill. And I hail, as we like to say, from the fabulous Far West region.
Okay.
So I am actually here from Los Angeles. Our region comprises of California, Alaska, Nevada, Washington, Phoenix, and Nevada. And I believe that's it right now. We're trying to get Hawaii.
Okay. We're working on it.
But before you go through that, because you are from Los Angeles, we are still praying for all of the people
in Los Angeles
and those fires.
Thank you.
Were you directly impacted, or people that you know impacted with these fires?
So I was not. I was able to remain in my home, but we do have members who've lost their homes. Okay. We have about 30 members. So, yes, I I am in the area where we had the Pasadena fires, where we had the Pacific Palisades fires. And then as of Wednesday, another fire erupted just before I came to Atlanta. So
oh my goodness.
It's very dry. Please continue the prayers. It is real. We know people who have lost everything and have to completely start over. So it's devastating. So to already come off of a pandemic, you know, because we are children focused, my heart is with our children. So for our children to just be getting their everything back together after COVID, and now for them to have lost their homes, lost their belongings, that could be traumatic. So I don't even know if we'll truly understand the impact that this will have on our families and our children probably for years to come. And I think that's why organizations such as this, Jack and Jill, are so important. We really are a community. We have been that village. We are standing in the gap for our families. So we're supporting, you know, we're pouring resources into their families, into those communities. And so that is something we stand for. We are about philanthropy. We are making sure that all people that are affected or all people that have needs, that we're able to fill in those gaps. So it's really a privilege to see it working, and it's also a travesty to see it working in times like this, but that's what we're doing. But you also want to know,
yes, I do.
As programming, what do we do?
Yes.
So Jack and Jill, the great thing about us, our founders, when they created this organization 87 years ago, the mission that they had then still is premier, relevant, and needed today. So our areas of program, we want to make sure that our children are civically engaged. We want to make sure that our children are educated. We teach our children. So when I say civically engaged, it's also legislative, which you'll hear about more, but it's also their community involvement as far as how are we giving back to the community. We also make sure we have programming centered around health. We have programs centered around social interaction, recreation. I believe I've hit all of our thrusts. And so what we do, what this looks like for our members is that on a monthly basis, we have programming for all of our children ages 2 to 19, and it might be in one of these categories. So they're learning things together, and then they're able to implement that and bring that to their schools, their community, really teaching them leadership through involvement, engagement at an early age.
I love that. I'm just loving that. Okay. You know, people don't understand. We go down, you know, with all of the great things. Give me some examples of some other programs that we're doing in Jack and Jill of America across the board. Like, let's see, because we've had some good ones, too. Oh, well, everything we do is good, but let me just think of something that we do across the board that's a
something
program.
Like our partnership. So something that might be health related. We have a great partnership with USTA, our United States Tennis Association.
That's a good one.
So we just came off of a wonderful holiday season where we have a wonderful give back, a community give back, where we have tennis in the community, where we're exposing all children who are able to come out and learn how to play tennis. We give away with our partnership with USTA tennis rackets to those in the community. So we had it in the Midwest region. We had it in Far West. So Midwest, meaning I believe it was the Chicago area. We had it in Los Angeles. And I believe
we had it in Atlanta. We have some chapters that are paying for tennis lessons for children who can't afford it.
Oh, I
yes, you
it.
Do have a chapter here that's doing that. So that's one of the great programs we do. So our children are able to participate, but they're also, these programs are also open up to all of the children in the community to make sure one of our main missions is what we want for our own children in Jack and Jill, we want for all children. So we're making sure that we have it, but you have it too.
I love it. I love that. Okay. So who do you want to go to next? Where are we going to next? With program. We're going to come back to programming in a little bit, but what you want to
I say we'll go to membership.
Okay, let's go to membership. Okay.
Good morning. MVP is here.
Okay. MVP, Ivy, come on. Good morning. I'm sorry. Introduce yourself and where your region.
Absolutely. Okay. So, good morning. My name is Ily Houston. I am the National Vice President of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated, and I hail from the mighty Eastern region.
Okay.
From the Philadelphia chapter. I'm actually a member of the founding chapter of Jack and Jill of America, where we began in 1938 in Philadelphia. My region encompasses all the way north. So we're East Coast all the way north as far as Boston, Syracuse, all the way down to Northern Virginia. So we have, you know, the New York metropolitan area, we have the Philadelphia area, we have the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. So that's what we cover in the mighty Eastern region.
I love that. Okay, so what's going on with membership?
So is membership, where programming is the heart of Jack and Jill, membership is, we deal with our mothers. So, of course, to be a member of Jack and Jill, you have to hold membership. And our mothers are the ones who hold the membership. And but we're here for our children. So as mothers, we have the responsibilities. We have the membership. So as the chair of membership, as national vice president, it's my job to make sure that we continue to provide opportunities for mothers who want to be a part of Jack and Jill, but that we also continue to stay along and follow our guiding principles in making sure that the mothers who we do and the families who we do bring into Jack and Jill understand what it is that we do, why we do it, and making sure that they align with our principles and they align with our mission.
Okay, I love it. All right, I love it. So
Yes.
Are we gonna hit you?
We can't do anything without money.
We cannot have that money. Oh yes.
The money lady is here, but she also has some very critical committees that she heads up. So I'll let her speak on that.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Deidre Lindsay, and I have the honor and the privilege of serving as the national treasurer of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated. I hail from the mighty Midwestern region. So a place I like to affectionately call, I have all the cold states. I think I'm going to share some of that with MVP Eiley. But the Midwestern region is Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Hopefully I haven't forgotten anybody. I'm sure somebody will text me and say, you forgot my state. But the role of the national treasurer is really to be the chief fiduciary officer of the organization. So nothing happens. There's no programming and no membership without the pocketbook. So without the money. And our organization is funded primarily by our members and through our dues. We are a private membership organization, and our members pay dues annually. And we build our budgets based off of the dues that we receive. Through our programming and our strategic partnerships, we have developed great community partners and partners that come alongside us in support of our programming. So we are at a place now where we don't have to rely primarily on our member dues, because of the great partnerships that we've established over time. One of the committees that I liaise with is the committee called the Our Health Matters Committee. And we are focused on all things health, not only our physical health through our partnerships with things like the American Heart Association, where we're paying attention to heart disease, but we're also wanting to make sure that we focus on mental health and suicide prevention, because those are things that are very much impacting our communities right now. And our children are under attack every day in the classroom, on the streets, on the ball fields. And so as parents, we have to remain ever so vigilant and, you know, keeping our children prayed up, but also providing them with the resources that they need from a mental health perspective so that they can go out and advocate for themselves and be that voice when we aren't around.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We are there for the kids. Well, we're going to go to break and come back. You have heard from three of our national officers, because, you know, MP, she's got more to talk about, more on the phone. We're going to get to them when we come back on News and Talk WAOK. You're Waking Up with D. Yes, we're back. We're back. You're Waking Up with D on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community. And we're sitting here with our national leadership of Jack and Jill of America as we celebrate our Founders Day. And so, first of all, somebody got in trouble, NT Deidre. You have something you need to say.
I absolutely do. And thank you, Dee, for an opportunity, because as I stated, as soon as I started trying to rattle off all those states from memory, I knew someone was going to text me. And the first text I received was from my chapter president, Naka Bro, who said, you forgot the state you live in. So I want to have a do-over with regards to the states from the Midwestern region. So the state.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
States are...
Okay.
Indiana.
Okay.
Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Missouri.
Very
See,
good.
Isn't that so great how we could just fix it right on up? We just make things all perfect. Now, MP, Darlene, we didn't call out our states.
Absolutely. We are from the sweet Southeastern region where the tea is sweeter.
I'm trying to tell you.
And our states are Georgia, Louisiana.
That's don't South do that. Central. See, she's trying. Lord.
I'm from Louisiana. Sometimes it just comes off the tongue. But Georgia, okay. Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida.
See, listen, everything's better in the South. You know, the South is rising again. At least we're trying to, but somebody not going to let us. Somebody trying to keep us down. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines, and we have two of our other national officers with us, and they're going to tell us a little bit about their role and what they do. We're going to start with our...
National Recording Secretary.
National Recording Secretary Tamika. We're going to start with you. Good morning, and tell us a little bit.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm Tamika Henderson from the marvelous Mid-Atlantic region. And our states are North Carolina, where I'm calling you from right now, South Carolina, Southern Virginia, and stay tuned, West Virginia.
Hey.
All right. And so tell us a little bit about what your role does.
So the National Recording Secretary, one of the most important roles of this position is overseeing nominations and elections through the organization, including with our teens. So a large component of that for our mothers and our teens is leadership development. And that's so very important right now. You've been hearing a lot about DEI, but I know from experience seeing leaders from every industry leading in this country and our organization and our developing team leaders that we are unapologetically competent. And if you take anything from today, you go into all of those spaces unapologetically competent because we know you are.
I just love that. You know what? She's just so sweet. Okay, so anything else you want to add in? Any of the committees that you cover? All the committees?
So, in addition to nomination and elections, I have the wonderful regional secretaries from every region and the Alumni Connections Task Force, which is one of my favorites because we are dealing with our alumni in Jack and Jill and continuing kind of the leadership development and giving them opportunities in various spaces and keeping them connected to the organization. And I don't know if VP Eiley talked about one of my favorite programs in Jack and Jill is Mothers Away from Home. So wherever our children go, there is a past member of Jack and Jill ready to mother you when they go off to college. So we just continue great things in Jack and Jill from the cradle to walk into the C-suite.
I just love that. Oh, isn't that something that mothers, I just love the Mothers Away From Home, I mean, the Away From Home program. Now, we're going to move over to NCS. Vanessa, you're on deck now.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. D, and thank you for having us on today as we amplify all things Jack and Jill on this, our Founders Day. I am National Recording Secretary for this wonderful, National Corresponding Secretary for this wonderful organization. I represent the sensational South Central region. We're still in the South. Louisiana, Texas, and New Mexico are my states.
Okay, and tell me some of the things that you have going on with your committees, with your position.
Sure. I get to amplify our governance, which is our bylaws, policies, and procedures. I also get to work with staff as our mothers are very mobile. So we have a transfer process to make sure that as we move across the country, we continue within our membership. I get to also liaison with our wonderful fathers. We aim to fulfill the desires that our fathers have as it relates to providing opportunities for them to participate in our programs and to continue the Black family dynamic. And the last thing that I get to do is to sort of support and stand in the gap for our communities, working to empower them in their best interest in all families, and that is through what we like to call the pink and blue agenda, our legislative agenda. One of the things that we get to do, and I'll talk about the pink and blue agenda in greater detail in a minute, but we do host an On the Hill Summit, which is my absolute favorite Jack and Jill event. It was also my kids' favorite Jack and Jill event, where we bring our children to Washington, D.C., and we show them who they want to be. We introduce them to the policymakers. We introduce them to the people that make the laws that affect their lives. We train them to find their voice and to use their voice while we're on the Hill. Wonderful program. And we're in the middle of planning that right now. And our pink and blue legislative agenda. This agenda it aims to amplify those things that matter to our community, voter education and awareness. We support the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Amendment Act. We support the Crown Act. Very excited about that. We just initiated almost 40 chapters from across the nation into what we call Crown Clubs. And these clubs are designed to equip our teens with the tools they need to amplify their voices as they advocate for their own beautiful crowns. We support gun control and stricter gun laws to keep our children safe in schools. We don't want another Tennessee. Policing reform is important to us. We support the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, where we advocate for policies that limit use of force and encourage de-escalation. Mental health awareness, you've heard us speak of that already. We join NAMI as we seek out, promote, and develop legislative initiatives that promote funding for mental health, having those hard conversations and equipping our children and in fact, all children with the ability to withstand mental health crisis. We also have protecting Black maternal health. We are committed to protecting Black moms and improving the maternal health outcomes, addressing the fact that the unacceptable high rates of maternal mortality and morbidity in black women. We've got to do more on that stage. The 5 years initiative, what we know for sure in Jack and Jill is that early childhood education plays a vital role in children's development. So we're entering the chat and the fight to make sure that these programs are fully funded in our states and in our nation.
NCS, hold on for me. We got to go to break and come back because I want you to finish these on the other side of the break. You're waking up with D on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community. Our officers are in the house. They have been breaking it down for you. And so we went off with our National Correspondent Secretary, Vanessa, running down our legislative agenda. Now, what she failed to tell you, I'm going to go ahead and do it for you, is she's also a state representative in the state of Louisiana. Baton Rouge, to be exact. So, Representative, also NCS, Vanessa, keep rolling down the legislative agenda.
Thank you, Dr. D, and shout out to District 101, the best district there is in the state of Louisiana. The last area that we are concentrating our efforts in is dear to both you and I, and that is our DEI initiative. We plan to educate and support efforts that seek to promote fair treatment and full participation of all people, particularly groups who have been historically disadvantaged on the basis of identity or disability. Let's be clear. The attacks that are happening now on DEI is an attack on civil rights. So Jack and Jill, as we have in the past, as our founders did, is ready to engage in this battle for civil rights. We're ready, willing, and able to ensure that all children enjoy the benefits of being seen and heard. Because the one thing that we know for sure for Jack and Jill is that when we fight for all children, we win and all children win. So know that the pink and blue agenda may seem to be busy, but we've got to be about our founders' business in this day and time. These are historical times. Either we jump in the fight or we let people roll over us. And the one thing the founders of our great organization taught us is that we stand tall and firm. We are the foremost African-American family. And people will know the pink and blue agenda as we go throughout this term. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, you just dropped the mic, and there you go. They will know the pink and blue agenda. And so I'm going to turn it back over to you now, MP Darlene. So what do you have to say? Come on, talk to us some more about our organization and how important it is for all of the programmatic threats that we have, especially how NCS just dropped the mic about the pink and blue agenda.
Yes, our pink and blue agenda is central to what we are doing, but all roads lead back to leadership development. All roads lead back to our children. And our children, you know, with Jack and Jill being an organization of over 80% of whom have two-parent households, our children have more than the average, just laying it all out, and they know that. But what we have them know is that, yes, we will provide you every leverage that we possibly can. We're gonna put you in the best schools. We're going to give you everything that you need to succeed in life. But with much of this comes a huge responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. Our children know that they are, yes, unapologetically the talented 10th, but they are to lift as they climb. And that's so right. That is what Jack and Jill is about.
Yes, because a lot of people like to say that Jack and Jill is for bougie women. And anybody who knows me know I'm so far from bougie. I'm like the least of the bougie. Except my husband does call me bougetto because he's like, you in between bougie and ghetto. But whatever. I don't know what that man is talking about. But anyway, I am the least of the bougie, right? So, yes. But I know that's not what we're about. We do like nice things because we work hard, but we are about the community. Here's the reason our foundation raises $2 million and gives it away. Why we expect our children to do community service, why we log in those community service hours, why we're always giving back as we're climbing, we are lifting others with us. We understand the importance. And y'all know, just as busy as I am, I still am very active in Jack and Jill of America. Like, yes. I don't have anything else to do with my time. And so when you heard NCS Representative Vanessa talking, she talked about On the Hill Summit, and that actually falls with me because I am the National Legislative Chair.
Yes,
and
we are actively planning. For you to mention that.
I wasn't going to mention it, but now that I think about it, people need to know I actually do some work. But the key is, and I have a great team that does it with me, the team now and the team from 2 years ago, and all of the mothers of Jack and Jill work very, very hard. And so I think what happens, just like what happens with the sorority, people who don't know like to make assumptions about who we are and what we do. No, we work hard. We are in these streets. Don't criticize something you don't know anything about, okay?
Yeah.
We spend our money, our time, resources trying to build the community. And we are not ashamed. We are unapologetic about this thing. What you need to try to do is learn more about us and what we do in these community, in these out here in these Jack and Jill streets.
Yeah, Chair D, I agree with that.
Go ahead.
And from a membership perspective, we have a lot of diversity within our organization.
Yes.
We have mothers who sit in, as NRS Tamika said, who are in the C-suites. We have mothers who are in military. We have mothers who are legislators. We have mothers who are stay-at-home moms. When I joined Jack and Jill, I was a stay-at-home mom. But there's a lot of diversity within our organization. But I agree with you. You know, learn who we are and learn, what it is we do, what our mission is, rather than, you know, the narrative that has been said over the years.
A lot of educators.
A lot of educators at every level.
Yes.
At every level. And it's like, you know, we are the hardest working mothers in the land.
I'm trying to tell you.
And it's a privilege to be a leader in this organization because you get to see it in the front. You get to see it from the front. And what brings my heart the most joy is when we talk leadership is the leadership that our children get to experience. You know, the leadership development that they are taught throughout this organization. But not just them. Again, we always look for, as MPD Tasha said, the same advantages for all children that we want for our children.
And
It's the membership in Jack and Jill. We're vast. We're a diverse membership, and we are a bunch of hardworking mothers.
Okay, thank you. And so, if y'all can jump in whenever you want to, come on.
Yeah. So I just wanted to add to that because one of the things that you said was about the foundation and the level of giving. So I just wanted to put it into perspective. So yes, and I always say to whom much is given, much is required. Our mothers are the biggest benefactors of our foundation. So the $2 million that you mentioned, that came from our membership. We do that above and beyond what we pay in our membership dues. Mm-hmm. We're out, we're holding fundraisers and hosting events so that we can give back to our foundation, whose sole mission is to empower and uplift African-American communities across this country. None of the dollars that we raise go back to us. We don't raise money for our children. We don't raise money for our programming. Every dollar that we raise goes back into our community. And I want us all to remember, as an African-American community, we have a lot of economic buying power in this country. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times people look at us as the ones that are always standing around waiting on someone to give them something. But we have a lot of buying power, and we should not ever forget about the power of our dollar and what withholding our dollar might do to change some of the policies and the legislation that are impacting our communities today.
And you just said a whole mouthful. We have to understand that we have $1 trillion.
1.2 trillion.
Of buying power. And we have to stop allowing people to treat us like we owe them something when we give back to this economy just as much as any other group. And I wondered to myself, what would happen if one day everybody black woke up tomorrow and said, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to purchase anything for one day. And let's see if we would not collapse this entire economy so they would realize the strength of black people. We all just said, tomorrow nobody's going to work. Nobody's going to spend $1. We're just going to stay at home. What would really happen?
Wow.
What would that impact really be? Mm-hmm. And maybe they would start paying attention and stop passing laws that are not good, contradicting who we are as a people, especially for our children to be able to succeed in this type of society. One thing we did, our national editor is not with us. You want to say a quick word about her?
Our national editor, yes, she is Suzanne Ornelas from the cool and classy Central Region. And she hails from the Little Rock, Arkansas chapter. She is fabulous. Our national editor is responsible, of course, for all of our national publications and also our public relations. So she has a critical role on our team.
And what states are those? Y'all look them up because I'm trying to think in my head which one.
Oh, Lord.
Oklahoma.
Missouri. Arkansas.
Colorado.
Yeah.
See, we're putting that head
Illinois.
Together.
Yes, they have Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois. See, and if y'all are thinking, well, what are they doing in this morning? Y'all have to understand that most of these women around this table are not in this time zone with me, right? we have people from the Far West, the Midwest, the Central. So they're always, all of them at least an hour behind. So give them some grace. Because, you know, we start off this morning, we all trying to figure it out. And plus, it was really, really early. So we are definitely outstanding with the most outstanding organization in the land. That is Jack and Jill of America as we celebrate our Founders Day. And so we have callers on the line who would like to ask some of our officers a question. We're going to begin with Todd from Cleveland, Ohio. Good morning, Todd, again.
Darlene, Tasha, Aline, I don't remember everybody else's name. Hey, listen, I have a strong degree of respect for Jack and Jill. I really do. I've seen every year of my life that I've been paying attention to y'all, I wasn't always paying attention, that there's been improvement on all the healthy pursuits that Jack and Jill has represented. And you've defended your healthy pursuits very well against those that are against, that claim things about you that aren't true. My question is this. Would you be open to considering, and I'm saying this as a frequent listener, as doing a Jack and Jill report weekly on maybe this broadcast or some other having your own broadcast on this radio station, because you are a valuable member of nonprofits in this country for the best interest of African Americans?
Well, thank you for that question. This is MP. We have a lot of acronyms in Jack and Jill. MP for National President Darlene. And I appreciate that sentiment. I think that that Jack and Jill mothers are powerful and have a lot to say. I was having a conversation with my husband, believe it or not, the other day, and he was like, you all need your own podcast. And I said, oh, that's something I'm going to run by my national executive board and see if that's something that they want to do. But certainly, whenever D calls, we will be here and we'll provide our input on anything that she needs us to be here for. But I really do appreciate you saying that.
You know what? If y'all can chime in as well, you know, if you all would be open to that, we're making maybe a monthly, you know, check in with the women of Jack and Jill, the leadership. Maybe y'all be interested in doing that once a month.
Sure.
And coming on. Okay. It sounds like a winner, Todd. You on to something good. You know, you always, every now and then, you want to follow up with a question, Todd, or a comment?
Nope. I do want to repeat a comment, though. Weekly. Weekly.
He said weekly. All
right.
We can't take over this woman's show.
Oh, my goodness,
now.
Ty is like weekly. Okay. All right, Ty. He's funny. Well, maybe we'll figure something out. Okay, the next call is going to be, this is Shelby Mitchell. Okay, Shelby, good morning from Atlanta.
Hey, Dee, good morning to you. I really wanted to hold because I didn't want to get our business tied in with this wonderful organization's Jack and Jill's business, but if you want me to go and help my business, I will.
Do what? Go ahead. State your claim. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't hardly hear you. No, say that one more time.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say. They may want to comment to whatever you're going to say
anyway.
Well,
I had some unbelievable friends who are in Jack and Jill here in the Atlanta area, and they absolutely love it. They've been in Jack and Jill from when their kids were smaller, and their kids are still adults participating. But let me say one thing, Dee. I just really wanted to kind of push back on our conversation earlier this week. I didn't get a chance to finish my statement when you went into your diatribe, and we were talking about the Elon Musk with the Heil Hitler thing that he did, or the Nazi thing, whatever you said he did. And I said,
you said I said he did it. Or did the world saw him do it?
Okay. So what I said was this here. I did that when I was a 16, 17-year-old kid in high school. I took ROTC. And a group of us, man, we were just doing it, messing around. And when we did that, our major, Major Gunner, I had never seen Major Gunn get as angry as he did. He went off on us. And when he went off, a second or two later, he pulled us inside of his office and talk to us about that. And so what I was saying was, I didn't know what I was doing, but the anger that he got from serving 35, 40 years in the military and being in the military all those years, he expressed to us what Hitler stood for. And then that, you know, even that bark, that imparted to me a study of history and a study of world history. And I love early American history and World War II history. So that, you know, I even started studying from
Shelby,
that point.
Shelby,
so that's what I, yes.
Shelby, you said this the other day, and what did I
no,
say?
No, I didn't get a chance. No,
I said to you, you were a child then. You were young. You didn't know any better. Elon Musk, and you already know I don't call him Elon Musk. He's Stinky Musk, Funky Musk, whatever Musk. That Musk know better. He is a grown behind man. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Well,
he listened to the response he was trying to get. And
I got a chance to say what I really wanted to say.
And I appreciate
today.
You. You didn't know any better. You did not know any better.
So, but you know, one thing
let
about
me ask you a question. Do you think that Elon Musk knew better?
If that was his intention, of course he knew what he was doing.
Okay.
Of course he knew what he was doing.
Okay.
Of course. Like, let's see, the difference, D, is this here. I think the difference between you and I and myself is I don't condone bad behavior, even if it's from my political party. I will, like we talked about the when individuals were being pardoned. We were when we talked about individuals, I don't condone certain behavior.
So you don't are you saying I condone Biden pardoning his children and you don't condone?
No, what I'm saying is to my friends when we have these political conversations and when I'm on other platforms, I don't condone bad behavior. For example, I bring up bad behavior and I say, oh, this is wrong, this is right,
so
this is wrong, and this is right.
Was
and
it bad behavior? Let me ask you a question, Shelby. Was it bad behavior for Trump to pardon 1,500 people who started insurrection?
I think it was. I think those individuals that were pardoned, I think those individuals, their sentences far outweighed what they did. Do I think it was bad behavior to pardon individuals who had never been convicted of a crime?
There's a federal sentencing act, right? So why is it appropriate to impose the federal sentencing guidelines on every other criminal defendant in this country, but it's not appropriate to impose them on people who charge the Capitol? That makes no sense.
Well, you know what? The question I asked Dee, and I asked Dee the same question, ma'am. The question was, when you start pardoning individuals for crimes, no one on the January 6th committee was ever convicted. No one was ever put upon trial, nothing. Would you like, truly, would you have liked to know the truth behind the January 6th for individuals to come before Congress and to testify up under oath? Would you have liked to know it, or would you like to remain ignorant to the fact of individuals being the FBI, being inside the crowds? Individual, when President Trump said, hey, man, we need to get security up here, and individuals did not bring security up here. Would you have liked to know the entire truth, or would you like to remain ignorant to the truth?
I don't know. You might need to take that up to with President Trump. But today, Jack and Jill is claiming space. So do you have a question about Jack and Jill?
Ma'am, when did you become the radio host?
And
when did you become this radio host?
And there's that. Well, Shelby, there's that. There's that. And, well, we're going to be going off of that. So, all right, we're going to go back to Jack and Jill's stuff. All right. Well, Tamika, that was hilarious. Okay, so anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, ooh-wee. Oh, goodness.
Hilarious.
And I was like, anybody else here want to say anything? And then I was like, well, she got it.
She got it.
Like, there you go.
I was like, that's what happens when you have a lawyer on the line.
You see? Oh, that was so funny. All right. So anyway, what else would y'all like to talk about with Jack and Jill while y'all are here? I know you have something y'all want to talk about. Anything coming up? You were saying something when we went out on the break about the communities and how the money goes back to Bashir communities that the Jack and Jill mothers live in.
Absolutely. So we raised $2 million that we give to our foundation. But we are only required to give a third of what we actually raise to the Jack and Jill of America Foundation. And two-thirds of what we raise, our chapters keep and are responsible for giving to 501c3 organizations in their community. So there's even more money that's going out into the individual communities than that's going to the foundation.
That's so good. And one more thing. A lot of people don't know how much money we give towards St. Jude and March of Dimes. Can you kind of give us a ballpark figure? Who knows how much money we get to March of Dimes?
March of Dimes, on average, every year is about $500,000.
People don't realize that that's what Jack and Jill of America is doing.
Yep.
Did you see what I'm saying? And what else? Who else we give large checks to?
Well, I was just going to just jump in on the March of Dimes. That's really where we got our start from a philanthropic giving perspective, were the moms who were the early members of Jack and Jill. We were raising money annually for March of Dimes. And when they approached March of Dimes about having a seat around the table to be a member of the board, the March of Dimes said, we'll take your money, but you can't sit on our board. And so what did they do? They picked up their dollars and said, let's go start our own foundation so that we can still give, be philanthropic in our giving, but now we can reach our community. So I don't want to lose an opportunity to talk about the history of how we got to a foundation, but we never stopped our partnership with March of Dimes. So I do also want to say that we continue to give. In addition to March of Dimes, we give to St. Jude. That's another beneficiary of our fundraising dollars. We give money to NAMI locally.
Boys and Girls Club
is a huge partnership for us. But every chapter has their own partners within their own local communities. And the only thing that we ask them to do is align with someone whose mission is like ours.
And I love it. There we go. We're going to do that when we come back from the break. You're waking up with Dee on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community.
Hey, Stephanie Stallworth, ATL Traffic Lady. Good morning to you. Got some volume for you coming in on the West Expressway, I-20.
President Darlene Whittington, for any closing remarks or anything that any of y'all want to say in closing, including the two that are on the phone. I'm going to let y'all close out this whole segment. We got 10 minutes, so let's see what we got.
Fantastic. Okay. I will defer to my offices first, and I will close out at the end.
Okay.
We'll let those on the phone, NCS Vanessa or NRS Tamika. Any final thoughts?
Yes. This is NCS Vanessa. Thank you for the opportunity to tell the world what we do with Jack and Jill. We invite all that want to see the Black family and African American children excel to join us on the battlefield.
And this is NRS Tamika. I will just add that as we celebrate this Founders Day, we are a straight line from 1938 of African American women creating the leaders of tomorrow. And we, from 1938 to today, we are unbroken, unbowed, and undefeated.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ladies?
This is MVP Eiley, and I just wanted to go back to something MP was just saying as far as how we give our dollars. When we do this as mothers, but we are also instilling these same values in our children. Our children are learning to become philanthropists, and our children are learning to give, and our children are learning the impact that they can have in our community, but the impact that they have in this world. So, you know, everything that we do it for our children. And, you know, when we talk about the future leaders, you know, these are the people that will be the next group of senators and the next state representatives and the next, you know, the next educators, the next C-suite executives. So it is important work that we do. And, you know, I'll definitely agree with what NRS Tamika said. Our work is definitely still needed. It was needed in 1938,
mm-hmm.
and it's needed in 2000. It's needed in 2025.
Yes,
and that may not be a good thing that we're still
right.
that we're still fighting to define who we are as people. We're still, you know, having other groups of people try to tell us who we're not. But you know, everything we do is for our future and for the future of this country because our children are crucial to where we want to be as a people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
So this is NT Deidre, and I think I'd just like to say, Dee, thank you so much for having us here
Absolutely.
Today and giving us this platform to share more about who we are and what we do and the impact that we're having in the community. I agree with MVP Eiley. Our work is not done. But I think for all of us in the Black community, we have got to find a way to unify.
Absolutely.
And be the people that our parents were, that our grandparents were, when they saw a need and they came together in the basement of churches. Yes. And in libraries and any place where they can meet, and they figured out a way to change the world for their children. So that's what we do every single day in Jack and Jill, is try to think about ways to change the world so that it's better for our children.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Hi, this is NPD Tasha. I just want to say thank you so much, Dee, for having us on this morning. This has been so much fun, and I've enjoyed the fellowship and listening to your callers, and just really thinking about just listening to my fellow NEB sisters about what our goal, what our mission here is. And, you know, we were talking offline, and we're trying to save the world, y'all. What we can do and how we used to do. And it really just made me think that this is a mother organization, as NVP said, the membership resides with the mother. So this is a sisterhood through motherhood.
Yes.
And our focus is our children. Mm-hmm. And I think that has to remain in our hearts and our minds, so that everything that we're doing is for them. And we have some exceptional leaders.
Absolutely. Yes,
y'all haven't seen them yet, but we know what's coming. Mm-hmm. So I say to your listeners, stand with us.
Yes.
Stand with us so that we can create this agenda so that our children can do what we know we have equipped them to lead. So thank you for getting this message out, and I look forward to these monthly calls.
Yes. I know, it's no telling what we're going to have. Oh, it's going to be something, a sight to see. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This is MP Darlene. Thank you, as they all have said, for having us here today. It has been a blast. I just want to round out everything by just giving a few reminders of who we are as Jack and Jill. That Jack and Jill, what we do is we equip our children with leadership skills, self-confidence, to know about philanthropic giving, civic duty. But we are preparing them to navigate in any environment with resilience and purpose. We teach them that leadership is not solely about their own personal success, but true leaders are about creating pathways for others and challenging inequities in their communities to ensure access and opportunity for not only themselves, but for all. Our theme in this administration is the power of us. And we chose that theme, not realizing. And then our hashtag is hashtag we got us. We chose that theme, not realizing the situation that the country would be in. But it couldn't be more apropos, because we made a deliberate decision to look more internally. And when I say internally, I don't mean just within Jack and Jill. The power of us is all of us. The African-American community, we have to depend on each other now more than ever. And so we invite all of the African-American community to join us, as we have all said, in empowering our children and continuing to empower our community. We are here, and we are ready to be in the fight with you.
And one thing you didn't mention, and I thought you were, you started a new initiative, Future Legislators of America.
Future Black Legislators of America.
And I've got
yes.
to let you say one thing about that before we get off, because you know that's dear to my heart.
Absolutely.
As well, being a former state legislator in Georgia for 9 years and chairing the Black Caucus and chairing the Women's Caucus and understanding the plight of why we need more of our children involved in elected office. Come on, talk about that before we close this.
Well, I'm a true believer that you can only be what you see. We created a new committee called the Future Black Legislators of America. What we are doing is creating a cohort of children who want to make laws in the future, who want to be future legislators. And what we are doing is we are pairing them with current legislators. We are going to have monthly workshops. They're going to be there. They're going.
Interns.
They're going to internships. We're just so excited about these group of kids that are coming through, and we are going to have them on the hill in our On the Hill Summit. We know that until we have people who look like us making laws, we are going to be on the receiving end of those laws. Mm-hmm. And so we are, like I said, creating an incubator of little black children who want to make future laws. Future black legislators of America couldn't be more excited about it.
And I'm so excited about it as well. So now you all have gotten the real deal of what Jack and Jill of America is. Don't listen to what you've heard or what you thought. Throw all of that away. You've heard the real story. You can also find out more information about us where?
Jack and Jill of America. Jack and Jill, Inc.
Okay, so go to Jack and Jill, Inc. on your social media. Oh, wait a minute. That's on the website, but where can they find
us? It's Jack and Jill, Inc. on Facebook, Jack and Jill, Inc. on Instagram, all the things.
LinkedIn.
Yep.
Everywhere. So you can find out more information about us. And I'm so glad that you all stopped by the studio while you were in Atlanta to wake up with Dee. And we're going to talk more about how we're going to get this monthly conversation going, because Jack and Jill of America is the premier black family organization in this country, and we are here to stay. So thank you all, mothers, ladies, so much for joining me on today. You are waking up with Dee on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.